European green crab or shore crab have been expanding their range northward along the Pacific coast, but this year they were discovered just south of the Alaskan border.
This Haida Gwaii occurrence last summer puts them very close to us, and I really wish I could say we don't expect them, but prudence dictates that we say yes. We think it's a matter of when, not if.
That's Linda Shaw, invasive species coordinator for the Alaska Regional Office of NOAA Fisheries. In July, natural resources managers found male and female adult green crab in Haida Gwaii, formerly called the Queen Charlotte Islands. The species is native to northern Europe, but has expanded its range into North and South America, Africa, Asia, and Australia. Crab were first found on the east coast of the U.S. in 1817 and the west coast in San Francisco in the 1980s. Initially, they may have been transported in ship ballast or by other human means, but some of the northward expansion in the Pacific may be by drifting young crab on ocean currents. Shaw says this animal ranks highly on the list of invasive threats for Alaska.
They're one of the top, at least marine invasive species that we're concerned about, and we've been tracking them for many years because they've been on the West Coast already. They're in Oregon and Washington and have been moving up the coast of British Columbia.
On the East Coast, these crab are known as aggressive eaters, and the hardy crustaceans have meant millions of dollars lost in fisheries for clams, mussels, and scallops. Crab are destructive to eelgrass beds, which are important to young fish. They're also known to eat juvenile salmon and could compete with native Dungeness crab. These green crab have expanded their range northward during times of warmer water conditions from El Nino events. Scientific models also predict warmer water from climate change could help the spread of the species. The typical way to monitor for this invader is using fish traps in targeted spots. But this past year, Shaw and Alaska Sea Grant fellow Meredith Pocart came up with a plan to combine trapping and water sampling in multiple spots. The water testing could produce environmental DNA left behind by the crab in skin, shell, or excrement. Scientists describe this eDNA, as it's called, as a biological fingerprint. Shaw says it's a relatively new method that seems well-suited to monitoring for invasive species.
So maybe we have a broader net to cast, but just collecting the water samples, which are filtered down, and then that eDNA is analyzed for the potential presence of that organism.
That wider net helps on Alaska's expansive coastline, but the plans for the expanded monitoring were derailed by travel restrictions from the global pandemic. Instead, other scientists working at Little Port Walter on southern Baranof Island, south of Sitka, obtained the testing equipment and took the first water samples for green crab. Results aren't back from that testing yet, and Shaw cautions even if DNA is detected, follow-up trapping is still needed to confirm the presence of the species in Alaska. The scientists also secured funding to work with the Metlakatla Indian community to join in the monitoring effort.
They are positioned ideally down there on Annette Island, close to our southern Southeast Alaska border, to be able to intercept green crab that might be coming north towards Alaska. And they were very interested in this project.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game provided the fish traps sent to Metlakatla and set in several spots this year. No crab turned up there or in traps set at Little Port Walter. The eDNA water sampling could start up in Metlakatla in 2021, and scientists may look to add other spots. They plan a full sampling season next April through September. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.